6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. It's high noon. That's right. No, you don't have to get out of town by sundown. You're here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. It's wonderful. It's TGIF. The government is. Put in your own expletive. Yep. Thank God it's Friday, but you can also say the government is blank with an F. You can figure that out. I don't have to hint. You know that. You already thought about it. You see what's going on. You don't like what's going on, and it seems like everybody's coming against us. You know, like I said, you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And one of the beautiful things that we have to offer is PowerHourFood.com. And the lady that is in charge of that, one of my favorite people to have on the show, Marjorie Wildcraft, is back with us again. And boy, do we have a lot of talking points this hour. Welcome back.
Hey, Dave, how are you doing? I'm really delighted to get to talk to you and the whole Power Hour community. It's been great over the years, and I just love the proactiveness. You know, I love to talk to people who understand what's going on and are actively preparing. So it's wonderful.
Well, that's a good thing. Now, I have my greenhouse, my 10 by 20 is set up with six raised bed planter boxes. And now I got to fill them up. And I'm like, okay, now I'm at a dilemma here because I can't get anybody to deliver soil in bulk that I can just dump in here. And then I don't trust half of them because they bring me lumpy soil with all sorts of garbage in it. And then I go to the store and I ask the people there, well, tell me, so what kind of soil should I get? Should I buy it in the bag and take it and just fill up the planter because they're 12 inches deep? And I'm like, geez, I'm going to spend $650 on soil for six planters. Now, I got to ask Marjorie.
Yeah, soil, good soil is expensive. I'd be very careful about the bag soil. They take the waste from the municipalities, you know, your local city. When I lived in Austin, it was called Dillo Dirt, and they composted it, and then they turned around and sold it. And it's often given names that kind of sound organic, like Organicite or Organonite or something like that. But it's actually municipal sewage that has been composted, and it's full of heavy metals and, you know, pharmaceutical, whatever people have been throwing down the drain. Getting good soil is a thing. I mean, and it is going to be expensive. But that's one of the reasons I recommend a raised bed, is that way you know that soil is there and you take care of it versus just, you know, putting it on the ground where it can get all confused up with the rest of your yard. Do you have any local nurseries nearby?
We do, as a matter of fact, right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ask them. I mean, a lot of times, like when I was buying it to fill up beds, I would, you know, buy a small dump truck full, right? You know, like if you buy, you know, you get it in bulk, you're going to get a lot cheaper than if you're doing it by the bag, that's for sure. Sometimes local organic farmers will have big compost piles of soil that they occasionally sell. Yeah, you know, soil is a whole thing. And then the other thing is whenever you can, you know, those guys that do the tree trimming and then chip up the wood chips, get as much of those loads dropped off at your house as possible, let that stuff sit around and decompose, or, you know, mix it up and use it. Yeah, but
well, I actually bought a chipper shredder, though, so we're good.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. You know, good soil is an investment. It's an investment. And honestly, we're so close to everything collapsing right now. I would say, you know, that's something worth investing in if that's what it costs. You know, you can make your own soil, but it takes time, right? Yeah. So, and of course, you know, once you get that soil in that bed, you're going to want to continue to maintain the fertility of that with your own, you know, creating your own compost or all the 50 free fertilizers that come when you sign up for the, you know, Power Hour Food thing. We'll send you the 50 free fertilizers ebook, you know, your own urine or different ways to come up with. You're going to constantly be adding to that soil, and you're absolutely right on to be looking for good soil, because that's the secret to a green thumb. You know, the better your soil is, the less insect problems you're going to have. the more forgiving the plants are going to be to your erratic watering schedule, right? Because the soil can, you know, retain water a lot better. The more nutrients the plants will have, they'll be stronger. The better tasting the food will be, because our tongues know, you know, our tongues know deeply nutritious food, and we like the taste of it. There's something innate in you that you'll like that. So, yeah.
How many, out of curiosity, on raised bed gardening, how much drainage is adequate? You got to keep the soil moist, but I mean, how much drainage is adequate? How many holes do I have to drill in the bottom of these things?
What did you make your raised beds out of? Normally, I'm just putting mine on, like, I strip the grass, you know, do everything again, get rid of the grass and put some layers of stuff to prevent grass. People often forget about the grass, but the grass loves your soil too. So I'll pull up all the grass under the bed and then for usually a perimeter of at least a foot around the whole raised bed system. And then I'll just put the, I use cinder blocks, right? I'll use 2 cinder blocks stacked high. It sounds like you got a 12-inch one.
I don't. Actually, what I did was I took 4x4s, and I made table legs, and I made 6 individual tables, and I put the cutouts from my windows, which are basically 26-gauge Galvalum steel panels with 4 inches of insulation in between them, and I used them for the actual table. And then I went to Northern Tool and bought the 3-foot by 6-foot, 12-inch high steel bed that's corrugated, and put them all together and then attached them to the top of the raised bed, the panel, the SIP panel, the steel panel. And so I basically have, you know, solid, and there's a little bit of room on the outside edges for water to leak out, but I figure that it would be better to just like drill a hole in the bottom of it and put some screen or something over it.
Yeah, or drill a couple of holes in there, because you don't want that water to pool up in there. So yeah, you might want to, you know, put a hole in there every 1 or 2 feet in there. You know, you got lots of it, and you're good idea to put some screen on it so that you're going to reduce the amount of stuff that you lose.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you get some nice raised ones that you don't have to bend over for, then that'll be great. You know, where you can have elderly people out there working on it, and we have a lot of people who build them up raised bed like that, so that because they can't, with the bad backs, they can't get in there. So, yeah, that's wonderful. And you do need good drainage, because if you don't, then you're going to create an anaerobic situation, which is not the best for plant roots. So yes, you do need some drainage in there.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that.
Layer of rocks on the bottom. Yeah, layer of rocks on the bottom. You know,
layer of rocks,
holes,
all right.
Drill some holes, put the screen down there, put in like a layer of, you know, gravel or something like that, and then, you can put another layer in there of like wood chips or something that's going to retain the moisture and hold it and decompose slowly, and then pour the soil on top. You know, normally you don't put the wood chips on the bottom, but it's a good water retention strategy, and in this situation it'll work. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we certainly can do that. And as long as I got my questions answered, we can open up the phone lines here at 877. Yeah, got to love that, 744.
No, please do. Yeah.
Yeah, 769-2944 is the number to call.
It's really urgent. It's really, really urgent. It's really urgent that people start growing food, and you can grow food anywhere at any time. I mean, we're headed into the fall, which is traditionally actually a really good time for gardening. Even the further north you go, you want to get those greens going so that we can harvest them all through the winter. You get all the growth out of it now. Put some hoops over it or something to keep it a little bit warmer. But we are headed into some really, really, it's coming down. It's coming down. The whole
you're
system
talking about,
is,
yeah, you're
is,
talking about 3 phases of a collapse. Now, this is under the assumption that it is going to happen. And so I'll let you elaborate on that.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, my older brother, he's 20 years older than I am. He's 79. He says, come on, Marjorie. You know, I've been hearing about this collapse since I was. And I said, I know, Frank, you know, me too. Like ever since I've been knee-high to a grasshopper. I said, but it's happening. It's happening. They really just can't do it anymore. There's so many. They have that quadrillion, bazillion derivatives bubble. It's very clear that they're going to go into an inflationary, you know, spiral and currency collapse. Russia has just announced they're going to have their own metals exchange, which is going to completely undermine the manipulation and control of silver and gold over at the COMEX. And that's bank destroying if the price of silver actually went to what it should be. We have so many things. I mean, economic collapse is imminent. That's definitely one of the phases we're going to go into. And that is imminent. I mean, we will see that. And then, of course, you know, you're not going to get through this with a bank account or a 401k or even your stock plan or your crypto exchange. Now, having your cryptos in your wallet and having your cash in your wallet and having your coins in your home, in your own possession, those and food in your storage closet, that stuff that'll survive it. But you're not going to get through this with your bank account. That's for sure. So we are definitely, an economic collapse is imminent. I mean, you know, weeks, if months at the most, but definitely before the end of the year, we're going to see that happen. The next thing that will happen after that, because they always do this, is war. And this is, you know, something that will happen because that's a great diversion from us thinking about how bad everything else is. Not to mention that when we have economic collapse, we're going to have all kinds of problems with food shortages, with people not being able to eat. And that really makes people violent. That makes your average human being go nuts. And so we will see warfare breaking out. We're already seeing, and I know you've been reporting on this, the angst that's happening between the United States and China. You know, Putin just shut off the gas to Europe. Like, Europe is going to freeze. They're going through some really, really hard times, and that's imploding. It's coming apart. The whole thing is coming apart at the seams, and there will be warfare as the component of that. And then the third phase is going to be famine. Really, quite frankly, there has been a systematic destruction of the global food supply. So you know, these are big things to talk about. They're scary things to talk about. But if you plan and you still have time to gather resources, you know, beans and rice are still cheap right now. Go get a bunch of it, right? You know, go buy your seed vault. You know, go get your soil. Go get some chickens. You know, this is something that you can do. Gather your family. We still have a bit of time left, but you need to get on it right now. This has to be your number one priority.
I got 2 eggs this morning.
Oh, nice. Yeah, how many hens have you got?
I got 6, and I got 1 blue and 1 brown. 1 blue egg, nice. 1 brown egg. Yeah. And they're both pullets.
Oh, good, you're going. Oh, good, you're going with the system then. You got the 6 hens. That's awesome.
I got the 6 hens and got them going. And see, some of them are not ready to start laying yet, but the 2 are giving us a few. I've got about a half dozen eggs out of them so far. And, of course, it took me a whole 40-pound bag of feed to figure that out. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Marjorie. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, y'all. This is an idea I have, but I haven't put it into use yet because I haven't built a greenhouse yet. But my idea was to, you either build compost beds or worm beds at the lower level, and then, you know, especially if you were able to use something that gave you good support, you could put your grow beds on top of that, and then as you water the stuff where you're growing, it'll naturally put moisture down in your compost or worm beds.
Yeah, that can work. You know, one of the things that I traditionally have is, like, I'll have a rabbit tree, and they'll be in cages, but the wire mesh, it's small enough it's not hurting their feet, but it lets the pellets through. And down below is a worm bin, because the earthworms love the pellets, and you're making your compost right underneath the rabbit hutch. The same thing with the chickens. You know, they poop a lot at night. It's astonishing, and they're going to be on that roost at night. You know where they're going to be. Put some hay underneath there. You know. And Sherry, you're right on. Like, we really need to be having as many different composting systems going on as we possibly can everywhere and every way you can think to make it happen. And that's a great idea to recycle, you know, use water 2 or 3 different ways. watering your plants and then having that drip down to water a compost pile? Absolutely.
Okay, that's all I had. Thanks. Bye.
Appreciate it, Sherry. Thanks so much. You know, that's the one thing that that I'm doing, but I'm giving my rabbits. I have two does and a buck, and they're all in different cages, and I've given them Timothy hay to eat in addition to their pellets, and they're drinking just about a whole thing of water every other day, and so we're changing that out and keeping that constant. One of them had ear mites, and so I had to put ear mites on her, and she's finally warming up and letting me treat it. Because it feels good when you massage their ears, but they're pooping a lot. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, they shed a lot of that hay. That Timothy hay is going right through the cracks in the cages. And so when I clean out the base of the cage, there's a pullout tray, and it's full of hay and poop. And so, you know, I'm not pouring all of their urine into the compost bin, but a lot of that Timothy hay is going in there, and I'm stirring it around real good with you know, whatever garden soil I can muster. So, you know, my compost box is about 1/5 full right now.
That's awesome. You're really doing it, Dave. Congratulations. One other thing you can put in the cages with the rabbits is just a flat piece of wood. You know, like a piece of 2x12 or something, anything, you know, 1x12 or anything, and put the hay on that. The other thing, rabbits, they have a thing, there's a special feces that they have. There's the pellets, which they don't, you know, they just drop through, and that's just good fertilizer. But there's a special feces that comes out. I can't remember the name of it now. So maybe someone will call in and have it. But that they eat that, and it's good for them to actually have a surface that they can poop on so that they can eat that special feces. And what that does is it helps to re-inoculate their whole gut and their gut system. And it's a part of, you know, how they do things. But if you have a little piece of wood in there and put the hay on that, that'll help some of the loss of the Timothy hay, which is a little more expensive than just regular roughage.
It sure is.
They also like to stand on that. They'll also chew on it. You know, I mean, you'll replace it every now and then, but.
And they poop on it too, you know, Cocoa Puffs, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, you know.
Those little rabbit pellets are not anything. I mean, I don't have any compulsion about picking up a rabbit pellet. I mean, it's not, it's dried. It's a little round thing, you know.
Yep. That's why I said Cocoa Puffs.
Your Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, don't eat them.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that old joke about how come you're not bringing the teacher Cocoa Puffs anymore? Well, the rabbit died. Anyway, all right. So now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I know it. I know it. We have a little levity. It is Feel Good Friday. So the number one thing that you need in any survival situation is blank. Answer the question,
attitude.
Marjorie. Yes. There you go.
Your attitude. Attitude is the number one thing. It trumps skills. It trumps stuff. It trumps everything. It's your attitude. You know, what... you know, how do you feel about this? You can totally shift any situation by having a really positive attitude. There's some really classic survival stories of some kids that got lost hiking in Arizona or something like that, and they just talked themselves into the fact that they were going to die, and they gave up and, you know, got exposed out to the desert, and it was like crazy because just over the next hill was Phoenix or something, you know? It's attitude, right? How you go into any situation. For me, you know, we're going to go through some massive changes. We are going to go through some incredible changes. The attitude that I have for that is this is a global event that has never been experienced in human history before. We are going to get to live through one of the most incredible, the most incredible time in human history. Now, is it going to be insane? Absolutely. But, you know, it's monumental. And I believe it ultimately is going to be a lot better. And here's why. The existing system is our government's entirely corrupt. Our financial systems are leeches. You know, our educational system is creating stupid citizens. You know, our healthcare system is only about money. It has nothing to do with health. I mean, you look at almost our food supplies are creating toxic, you know, no nutrient, empty calories. Like everything you can see in our world right now is this whole thing was going to collapse at some point anyway. So now we're going to get to live through it. And the really great news is is we're going to get to recreate the world into something that makes a lot more sense. And so many situations of collapse, you know, people like you, you know, Dave, you stood up and you took charge in your neighborhood. And in, you know, in a time now when you wouldn't do that because there's a mayor and a city council, that's going to all be gone. And somebody's going to have to stand up in the community and organize things. And that's where people are really going to step into leadership roles that they've kind of been held back by the systems. You know, those young people, those teenagers or 20-somethings, that are all they're doing is playing video games and smoking dope. And, you know, some of them are going to really wake up and surprise you. Like, you know, if I were a young person looking at the world now, that's about what I would want to do, is play video games and smoke dope. Honestly, it's kind of hopeless. When that system collapses.
Yeah, you know, I get it. But, you know, the thing is I've always said, Marjorie, and you can agree to disagree or you can totally agree, that the top three businesses to be in right now have to do with food, water, and shelter. And if you can be in one of those three, you're in a good place. And transportation is a distant fourth, because this electric vehicle thing is garbage. They had no plan when they started burning down plants, and they can't tell me it was an accident because I know better. But the thing is now we have this inner thing going on with the family right now, and I'm going to present you with a situation that's based on my show notes. But the thing is that when you're homesteading, how much acreage is enough? I know that there are people out there that are living in apartments that can only grow food on their balconies, but the ones that actually have a plot of ground or can grow on somebody else's ground if they'll let them, and they can share in this, there are people who right now are buying a lot of 25-year shelf life food, me no exception. There's a lot of people out there that are stocking up on rice and beans and filling up 5-gallon cans with desiccant crystals. A lot of people out there doing canning, because I'm talking to them every day. And the thing is they all see the same things we see. But then there's this inner thing in the family going on where half the family says, like what Frank says, and half the family says, no, you need to be preparing. We're going to get to that right after the break and continue our conversation with Marjorie Wildcraft. This break's going to be short, and we're going to be back with more of Marjorie and your phone calls. Stay with us.
Where to start? There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Yes, friends. And you are my friend. Knowledge is power. And this is the Power Hour. That's right, friends. 31 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Friday, September 16, 2022. Dave Krieger with you, along with Marjorie Wildcraft, one of my favorite people from the GrowNetwork.org. And I mean to tell you, I love it every time she's on. And when I looked at the schedule this week and I said, oh, good, Marjorie's going to be back on Friday. She's going to love getting an update from me and everybody else. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. But we got to have this conversation. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the personality types of successful homesteaders, which brought on another whole topic of conversation, because in that particular scenario, you have people who believe they're doing the right thing and people who think it's overkill and people who are infighting in the family and they're not trusting each other. And it's, oh, my God, you're ordering more food. And why are you doing this? Where are we going to put all this food? You know, to me, it's like we'll figure it out. One of these things, yeah, where, right? You just how much is enough, Marjorie? How much is not enough? I mean, this is the thing. And it all falls into the personality types of homesteading.
Yes. Well, first of all, there is conflict in every family. Even my own family, my two kids, 21, 23, they are completely clueless. They grew up as preppers. My daughter knows wild edible plants. She knows how to tan deer hides, you know, the whole thing. But she's like now involved in Austin, Texas and living her life and doing whatever. And I'm like, when it really starts to hit the fan, she will come home to mama, right? Because I've got all the resources and the skills and they know, right? But I also, Dave, you know, I remember reading about World War II in Germany, even as the Allies were coming in to Berlin to, you know, take over Germany, there were still people who were believing the radio announcements that, you know, that they were, Hitler had a new technology and they were going to save the day and beat the Allies. You know, like there were people right to the bitter end that were still believing the whole story. So, and my goodness, do we have a bunch of people believing the story right now, you know? And it is hard to believe. Like, right, you know, like I you go to the grocery stores and yeah, you know, we're still seeing, we're all kind of getting used to those empty shelves of, you know, 10%, 20% here. It's, you know, we kind of gotten used to that, right? We've all kind of gotten used to gas being expensive now. It, you know, it's only 4 days that this whole thing can completely come apart. And there's absolutely conflict in every family. And I just say, do the best you can, really. Just do the best you can. They'll see that you're right. Things are going to, you know, the system has an inherent bias to try and keep everything looking as good as possible for as long as possible. Is it Roy Rogers that says, you grow broke slowly until it all happens all at once, right? You know, so, you know, you're preparing, you're doing the right thing. Let me give you that encouragement now. And you're going to get complaints from your spouse. How much is too much? Boy, that's a really good question. Food is going to be the next currency, right? I know calories have been a bad word through the last decades, but believe me, the next unit of currency will be related to the calorie in one way or another, because food is essential in all the different interviews I've done, historical readings, visiting to countries that have collapsed. Yeah, they talk about defense and they talk about the problems of medical and they talk about all the other stuff, but food and the ability to eat is the main thing that they talk about. So, you know, make sure you've got a good selection of different things, but I don't think you can have enough food. And for me, I don't even eat a lot of this food right now. Like, I don't eat rice or wheat or some of that. but it's high calories that can store for a long time and easily be stored. And maybe I will need to eat it later, but if nothing else, it's a great trade item for other stuff, right? For fish or whatever. So food is going to be vitally, vitally, vitally important going forward. And I would say, you know, hold to your truth. You know what you know. You see what you see. You know what's true, and stick to that, and have faith that that's you're doing the, absolutely doing the right thing. And if you got to put up with difficult spouses or, you know, crazy in-laws, I had crazy in-laws for years. I got to tell you now, they are not thinking I'm so crazy anymore. You know, I really hate to be exonerated so late in the game.
Well, see, and that's happened in my past too. You know, the same thing happens. You know, they all think you're crazy, and then all of a sudden everything you start predicting is starting to come true, and they're going, well, maybe she wasn't such a nut job after all.
Yeah, wasn't that like the number one Twitter thing for a while, was like hashtag Alex Jones was right?
Yeah.
You know, like, you got this kid. So if you look at the four personality system, which is a great system to go by, you have like a spontaneous, and if you use the Kramer, right, in that television series, he was like really super spontaneous. And you have like a humanitarian, which was, what was the woman's name in that? I forget her name. Was it Carol? Not Carol. She was more of a humanitarian. And then you've got like a methodical personality, which was the short guy. And then Kramer himself was, not Kramer, but the other one was more of a competitive. And the best homesteaders tend to be very methodical. They tend to be like engineers or mechanics or, you know, tradespeople, people that are used to doing processes that need some time to fruition. Like people who are very spontaneous, you know, spontaneous ones, which are often very, very creative, they don't usually make good homesteaders because they can't focus long enough, and they often don't see the whole picture. They're looking at the moment, at the color, at the taste, at the sizzle, and they're not really looking at the depth of what's fundamentally going on. You know, competitors often get too involved with my tomatoes are bigger, and they forget, like, you really need to be growing calories. Why don't you put some potatoes on the ground, you know? So the people who, you know, the tortoise and the hare, the classic thing, the tortoise wins. The ones who are just continually working, following a vision, moving along, doing the best they can. You know, a friend of mine here, she's working in her yard and turning her whole yard into a food self thing. And she just found this big metal frame. And she's like, oh, my God, that'll fit right over my raised bed so I can easily shade it. And, like, just finding pieces that fit into this design she has. And that's the ones who win, the ones who are methodical and thinking and moving and just every day doing something that helps progress their ability to, you know, take care of themselves and their families.
Okay, so as far as, you know, we're discussing, for those of you who just dialing in with Marjorie Wildcraft, is, you know, what to do right now, because this is a thing about self-sufficiency. Darlene from Indiana called last hour, and, you know, we were talking about the fact that a lot of people don't get their hands dirty enough. You know, that's kind of gone by the wayside, and people need to start getting back to the basics. And, you know, the thing is now, you know, we're reading stories about people buying all these bunkers up in the north, you know, U.S., where, you know, they had missile silos and stuff, and they've cleaned them out. Now they're turning around selling all these bunkers to people that think that you've got to go below ground. And I don't see them surviving if they don't have food, water, and shelter, Andy.
That's, I agree with you completely. So the thing to do right now, if you don't have backup food supplies, go get backup food supplies. If you don't have medical supplies and you don't have some sort of defense systems in place, a handgun, rifle, shotgun, go get those three, you know, the beans, bullets, and Band-Aids, right? That's the basics. Get that going. Water. Where are you going to get water from when the municipal water system shuts down? Do you have an above-ground swimming pool and a filter? Or is there a stream nearby? Or is there a pond nearby or a river nearby that you can go get water? Are you collecting rainwater off your roof? The water, right? So these really, really fundamental things. That's what's to focus on right now. Like, what is a day going to look like when there's no electricity, there's no transportation? You know, there's been rioting at City Hall, and the mayor and all the city council are gone because people would kill them. You know, like, right? How are you going to get up in the morning and how are you going to have breakfast and how are you going to take care of your family, right? But the most important thing is food. You will not be able to store enough food to get through this. People ask me, do I think that this is planned? And I would say absolutely. You can look it up on the internet. In 2015, there was a simulation done by Cargill, which is the largest private company on the planet. They have their tendrils in every aspect of food production, distribution, processing on the planet. They are the world's largest supplier of food, basically. They control the food supply on the planet, basically. And they did a simulation that, somewhere in, 2021, some big things happened, and then there were all these freaky weather events and all kinds of weird things happening, and the price of food started to go up to 40%, and then it went up to 100%, and then it went up to 400% of baseline. They weren't taking into account hyperinflation and currency collapse. And they did this whole simulation, and their simulation was this was going to be a decade-long process. And I think we know from other simulations, like Event 201 in September of 2019, that was a simulation of a pandemic. There were some simulations before the Twin Towers went down of a Twin Tower type event. We've been learning to pay attention to these. Like, they actually are preparing for these events. And so this has been prepared for a long time. And the time frame for this is at least a decade. I don't think you can store enough food to get through a decade. So you are absolutely going to need to learn how to grow food. The really great news is it's just not that hard to do. In the size of 3 parking spaces, you can grow at least half of your own food. And that's what that webinar is that you've got the link for, Dave, with powerhourfood.com. It's a free webinar that will show you how to grow half of your own food in a grid down situation. Even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. I mean, really, I've been drilling down these systems for years to teach people how to grow food in an emergency crisis situation. And we are there now.
Right? We are.
Just get this started. Get this started. Well, and you can do something regardless of the season, regardless of where you live on the planet.
Well, you're right about the fact, Marjorie, that people, if you only plan to do one thing a day, if that's all the time you have, and Darlene, when she called last hour, even talked about, I spend 1 hour a day, and seriously, I mean, half of that hour is taken up watering and feeding the livestock, and the other half hour would be checking to make sure that anything that you're planting is getting properly watered, watering plants. We just got siding put on our house. So all of these things, we're prepping. From talking to Dane Wigington, I'm looking at this Grundfos SQF, which is a solar well pump for those who have wells and don't have the actual hand pumps that I don't even know if deeprock.com has those hand pumps anymore. But, if you're in an area that has, is getting water out of the ground, if you can't drill deep enough to get to a water source that you can filter, because this was a thing, Deep Rock for $3,500 actually sells a well drilling kit that you can drill down up to 200 feet, but the hand pumps only work to about 70 feet. So if you are at least able to go 70 feet in the ground, even if the water's not that great, you still can filter it. I mean, does this make sense, or am I just overreacting?
Wow, that's amazing. Actually, that's a small business, right?
Yeah, because you can go out and you can show other people how to use your kit, and you can rent your well drilling kit to them or barter for the use of your well drilling kit to drill water wells. They're not registered, because if the state doesn't know about them, then nobody can come try to seize it. So, this is one of the things that I was looking at. I'm going, hey, for this minuscule investment, I mean, what a great opportunity to drill multiple wells on people's land and have access to water and grow your barter network.
Exactly. I mean, that's a hugely valuable asset right there. Just having the ability to drill a well, absolutely. That's a whole business right there. That's absolutely, that's the other thing. like I said, we're going into a transition, and, you know, there's going to be a bunch of things that stop, right? You know, there's going to be a bunch of things that end, but there's going to be all kinds of new opportunities. And, you know, what is it they say that some 70% of people are disengaged at work? I think they're calling it quiet quitting right now. You still show up, but you aren't doing anything. I mean, people don't, you know, this is an opportunity to go do something that you really love to do. Like, everybody's going to be reinventing themselves in a major, major way. And, you know, if you've been a computer programmer, but you've always wanted to do something with your hands, here's the opportunity. Or if you've been, you know, a housewife, but you've always wanted to be a medicine woman, we're going to need it. The medical system's collapsing. You know, we're going to need people that know how to use herbs and how to treat common ailments and things like that with just things that they have on hand. So this is a really wonderful opportunity for you to completely come into alignment with what you want to do, what your heart is calling you to do in the midst of this change and chaos.
Well, so now we have a lot of different aspects from growing food to making medicine. And that's why we have powerhourfood.com. And this is a Saturday event, right? Every Saturday you're doing this?
Actually, we've set it up now. It's available for 72 hours for the Power Hour community. So if you go there now, sign up, you'll be able to watch the webinar sometime within the next 72 hours. We'll send you a few emails and maybe a text or two to remind you, because we all know how that is, right? and you can. The webinar is it's 20 years of figuring out what is the fastest, easiest, and most quickest ways to produce a lot of calories and a lot of nutrition that tastes really good for the average person. How do you take the average American who doesn't know anything and get them producing food quick, like in a matter of a couple of weeks, you know, right? How do you do that? And that's what that webinar is all about. When you also sign up for it, I don't think we mentioned it on the registration page, but we also give you that free ebook on the 50 free fertilizers. We show you how to, you know, create your own chicken feed for free. We show you a really simple way to make a gravity fed, doesn't require electricity, waterer, so that you don't have that chore of watering your livestock every day. You can kind of set it up automatically, and you could just make it out of common stuff you find around, a float valve and a bucket and stuff that's already around your household. So we give you a lot. Oh, there's another fun one that we add. It's called Compost the Movie, which is just a really funny comedy about composting. So there's a lot of resources that come with it to get you empowered and to make it happen for you. So powerhourfood.com, it'll be free and available to the Power Hour community for the next 72 hours. So head over there and please, the more people who are growing food now, the easier this whole transition is going to be.
It is. All right. Now, so we have about 9 minutes left in the show. Phone lines are open. That's right. 844-769-2944. You have every opportunity to hit that button if you got it on speed dial and ask Marjorie any question you want when it comes to growing food to making medicine. What are the and I know that we carry the White Harvest non-GMO seeds, which if you haven't ordered yours, I got mine. If you haven't ordered yours, folks, you need to do that. And I've got three different seed kits from them. And so I'm going to be working forward. This is my next plan right now as we get finished up on the house and getting it done so it's livable completely. And then we, you know, obviously are using whatever income sources we can find to bolster our medicine cabinet. That's a big thing as far as like halazone tablets for purifying water, making sure you have enough water filters, making sure you even have the filters for the water filters, just to make sure you can survive. I mean, these are huge. If you have to purify water and all you can do is go down to the local pond and with a 5-gallon bucket and you have to bring it back and purify it 1 gallon at a time so that you can sustain life, so be it, because you can't live without water for 72 hours. But focusing on the medicine thing, I want to have a separate greenhouse just to grow herbs and medicinal plants. The medicine aspect of this, what plants, and I know you've written stuff on hibiscus and stuff like this, what plants are easy to grow that we can get started on right now, even at this time of year?
You know, the really cool thing about most medicines is actually you really don't even need to grow a lot of them, because a lot of them are weeds. You know, there's just a tremendous amount of things that you can do with things that are growing wild. There's a a wild lettuce that actually is a really pretty neat painkiller. It's pretty easy to make. You know, mint, which often grows wild, it's certainly super easy to grow. It's really good for calming the stomach or cooling you off on a hot day. There's just a tremendous amount of wild medicines that are growing around you. Like people say, what medicines do I grow? And I'm like, well, I don't grow any because, you know, prickly pear is another one. I use that a lot for poulticing for when there's lacerations or sprains or breaks. And you really don't need a lot of medicines. Honestly, somebody will be on a radio show like this and they'll go, oh, can you tell me about this Asclepias paranoidinoid or what is some plant? And I'll be like, I really don't know about that one. You know, I got 10 or 15 plants that I know and use regularly over and over again, and that's really all you need, right? You know, just, you know, start looking at what comes up in your family. Oh, headaches. Okay. Well, yeah, actually, willow bark is really good. It's a natural form of aspirin. You play with that and use that and get experience with it. And you go, oh my gosh, yeah, that totally works. I no longer need to stock up on aspirin anymore. So, The reason I had so much mint all the time was my daughter used to always get car sick or have stomach problems, so that's why we had a lot of mint. You know, for what's coming up in your family, you know, learn about the local medicines and just start building a little kit based on that. And
we have that medicines. Aloe vera around here grows mm-hmm. like crazy.
There you go. Yeah, that's great for sunburn and skin problems. People also will. It's really bitter, but it's really good for your digestive system in real small quantities. So, yeah, aloe vera is great.
Sounds good, Scotty. Are you on the road today, sir?
Sure am, Dave. Down here in the bluegrass state today.
Down in Kentucky, driving on the road. Good to see. Yes. Well, you're on the phone with Marjorie. Go ahead.
I wanted to share a couple of things. A well draw, I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. Lots of times around the flea markets, people have them. They don't even know what they are. They look like a stovepipe. Lots of times, you know, if you buy an older one that's been sitting in somebody's building or shed or something, the gasket on the bottom of them is kind of dried out. Just if you make sure you take, like, hog fat, you know, lard or maybe some vegetable or something, you know, something put on it to freshen the seal up, you know, so it ain't going to contaminate your body or hurt you. You know, of course, you wouldn't want to use motor oil or nothing like that. But that's something that's quite often found around flea markets and stuff, and most people don't even know what those things are. You know, they look sort of like a stovepipe or a torpedo or something, and they work excellent for getting water out of a well. And another thing that I just learned recently myself, the lint out of your dryer, you can take and make fire starters out of those things. Most of the items you need, you can get around flea markets, yard sales to do this. Get you a cupcake pan, get you some cupcake, the little cupcake things, the little paper things. Get the lint out of your dryer, put down in the bottom of that, just cram it as full as you can. And get you some old candles, you know, you can get them for a quarter, a big pile of candles for a dollar or something in a flea market. Melt those things with a heating element and put them on the stove, you know, an old pan or something. And just take the wick that you actually get out of the candle, save about 1 inch of it, pour the hot wax down in the cupcake paper. And then whenever it starts to harden, stick your wick down in it. You can use the wick out of candles. Work great for fire starters. I mean, you can start a fire in just a matter of seconds with those things.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that dryer lint is amazing stuff. That is, you can, even if you just got a little flint and steel set up, that dryer lint can really catch really quickly. So, yeah. Yeah, those are some great tips, Scotty. I also love your name. I used to always joke, like, beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life here. She's a Star Trek thing.
I got a friend of mine at work. He's like, he aggravates me about that all the time. Thanks a lot. Enjoy your show and enjoy hearing you every time you're on the show. Thanks a lot.
All right, Scotty, appreciate
thank you, Scotty.
That.
I appreciate it.
Scotty is on the road, trucking down the road. He's one of those truckers that are getting products from one place to another that we need to survive, which, you know, God bless you, sir. And so any last-minute tips, because we're about 2 minutes away from the break or less, and so as far as prepping, you know, the homesteading, I think, you know, we've covered a lot of it, but as far as prepping, what are we planning right now?
Well, yeah, getting backup food supplies in place, figuring out food production systems. Go to, you know, Power Hour Food. We'll teach you how to grow food. You know, working on getting medicines, gathering resources. Oh, God, I love that deep rock thing. Man, that's pretty cool. But I want to tell you, I had this collapse in my life. It was a little over 20 years ago, where I realized the vulnerability of the food system, and it put me in a tailspin for years. I was freaking out and shaking and having panic attacks. And I will say that learning how to grow food healed me on every single level, the physical level of the deep nutrition, the exercise, emotionally, knowing I don't have to worry about the grocery stores closing. Everybody's going to have to make adjustments, but knowing that I have some basic skills, it's just been the best thing that's ever happened to me. And so just be open to the possibility that even with all these tremendous changes that we're already ankle and knee deep into, that they really can be wonderful, that it doesn't have to be all gloom and doom and we're going to shoot each other or something kind of experience. It doesn't have to be a Mad Max scenario. You know, communities will come together. Families will come together. We'll be eating better. We'll be doing meaningful work. We'll be reinventing the world in a new way. So the attitude is the number one thing, and figure out a story for yourself of how this is really a good thing, and that will serve you way better than all the stuff.
Well, we appreciate that, Marjorie Wildcraft, and we are out of time. It ended of a sentence at a perfect time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Marjorie Wildcraft from the grownetwork.org, powerhourfood.com. You need to investigate that and start preparing, because we don't know what's around the corner. But what I do know is, if you keep the faith, life will be so much better. In the meantime, it's been a fun week. We will be back on Monday. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. To God, He's Yahweh. Great I am, He's Yahweh. The Lord of all, He's Yahweh. Possession of, He's Yahweh. Righteous Son, He's Yahweh. The three in one, He's Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.